This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Bug the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Remember the Stanley Cup championship? Remember that run? That was fun, wasn't it? That was great. So much better than the last 3 years that has given us the same result over and over and over again. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Well, here we are again. It's a round one exit. And, you know, if the Caps would have shown a little bit of fight, maybe it wouldn't hurt so much as it does right now. But I predicted Bruins in five because I had very little faith these guys could get it done. They proved me right, unfortunately. And here we are again. Another round one exit. This one stings a little bit more, though, because I feel as if we all know something big's about to change. We know things aren't working. But to talk us through it, to talk us about what's going to change and what went wrong, all those things. Coach Dan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Well, I'd like to say I was better, but I mean, I'm fine personally. I'm just annoyed at this franchise's inability to get past this step.
Beautiful weather we've been having. Really?
A little warm. I'll be the negative Nancy right now. It's a little warm outside. I prefer what's yours? Like I'll go for 65 to 70. I'll go 75, but there's got to be a breeze, you know?
Okay.
That's what I need.
Give me a crisp October morning. I'm happy. I like that. But
that's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. I can't run outside though when it's cold out because I get that pain in my chest.
Gotcha. But hey, I've been good with the hot weather. I like hot weather. You know, it's all. I like the seasons.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Okay, because this is a question that I got asked once before. Do you prefer the being too hot or too cold? Or not? I don't know if I phrased that the best way. Yeah, too hot. Would you prefer to be overheated or very cold?
Well, I would prefer to be cold because you can always add another layer to yourself.
That's what I say.
Yeah, but if it's too hot, you're just stuck.
Right? You can only take off so much before you're getting arrested.
Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
All
so,
right, settle.
All right, well, let's
you
talk.
You have to make it weird, man.
That's what I do. That's what I do here. Come on. Let's talk a little bit about the Caps.
If we must.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of Caps podcasts, reading a lot of Caps blogs, watching the after show after that terrible last game, which I almost turned off. If it wasn't for this show, I probably would have. And everyone was like, I can't believe it. Another game five exit, just like last year. I'm shocked. Were you shocked? Because this team, it felt like this season never really got it together. They never became a cohesive unit. I was hoping after that game with the Tom Wilson line brawl and like the penalty box being filled with like 7 to 8 players that they were kind of like working together as a group and like had each other's backs. But honestly, it felt like things never calmed down. Like they always were trying to find their footing. If that makes any sense, this entire season, like nobody was on the same page. It felt like.
I don't know if I'll go into it that much. Like I felt like they had their moments when you have a new coach, that's going to happen. But I felt like this entire playoff run, because they had moments of the season where they were playing really well, but I just felt like this playoff run specifically was just a mess.
It was.
They just like completely. They didn't have the level that they know they needed. And it's not like, oh, well, they're new to the playoffs. No, a couple of years ago, they won a freaking cup. Like, there's enough guys that are still on this roster that understand what that means. And yes, they had their injuries, but everybody has their injuries. Like, that's not an excuse. And yet, that may be an excuse to lose the series. I know I just contradict myself, but that's not an excuse to play so poorly and to look so disinterested as you're going into this thing. And you were talking about needs to be shaken. Yeah, we need some shaken up on this team right now, and I think someone of the core group of guys needs to go.
I can definitely see that happening, but it was weird because every other time we have talked about the playoffs and things not working out, it's always Ovi was doing his job, Ovi was doing this, the top six was doing their job, they were working out, we need scoring on the bottom six. This year, it was the exact opposite. The bottom six were doing all the work. You know, that's what you want when your stars go down, is the bottom six to stand up and take charge. But, you know, they did that. The top six was non-existent in this series. I think, like you said, Ovi, Backstrom, Eller, TJ Oshie, all of them were playing hurt. We know that. And the bottom six were stepping up. But you need four lines in the playoffs. We've been over this many times. You need four lines rolling completely. You can't have a top six and then that's it. The whole team has to be in on this. And it definitely felt like, you know, the top six were absent for this. Well, and we can get into the Kuznetsov stuff, you know, a little bit.
Oh, we get
on
him in a minute. I got it.
But I'm talking about I'm talking about everybody on the top six. I think it was
that's
Ben
Raby.
Ben Raby, listen, Ben Raby talked about this on the Caps this morning. 6 minutes into game one, Tom Wilson scored a goal. After that, no one in the top six scored a 5-on-5 goal. No one. There were penalty, power play goals scored by Ovechkin and Oshie.
You need those.
But no one in the top six besides Tom Wilson in game one scored a goal 5-on-5. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I was about to give you a little grief for giving the top six a hard time, but you make a fair point in terms of not scoring goals at even strength. But you still need goals on the power play, and if you're getting those from Ovechkin and Oshie, I'm not that bent out of shape about it. I mean, Ovechkin led the team in points in the postseason with 4-2 goals, 2 assists. Oshie tied him, actually, in points. He had 1 goal and 3 assists. Hathaway had 3 points. Orlov had 3 points. Dowd had 2. Wilson had 2. Carlson had 2. Mantha had 2. Mantha dried up in the goal department, but he's producing. He's getting his opportunities, and maybe he's just a snake bit, but it's a little weird.
He had a great opener. He was like 4 games into his Caps career, and everyone was like, yeah, what a great trade. Thank you, Verana. You were great, but see you later. We got this guy. And then he was like, oh, man, you guys got to calm down. I'm not that good.
All right, settle down. I mean, we still let's not go crazy. You know, let's give him another opportunity next season. If he's still crap, then we can discuss whether he needs to be on the roster or not. But
I mean, he's got to get used to it. He was on the Detroit Red Wings. He was not used to winning, so I'm sure
it's harsh, accurate, but harsh.
It's but I'm sure that's it. He's got to get used to being on a winning team. He has to know what his role is, because maybe he doesn't realize, you don't need to make Ovi look better. He does that on his own. You got to score your own goals there, bud.
I think Mantha will fit in nicely. I think it's just a matter of finding a spot. I think he could have played better. That's not fair. He could have produced more, but I think he got his opportunities. He just didn't capitalize on them. But I don't think he necessarily had to play better. He just needed to capitalize on his opportunities. I think it's, you're looking at it. Backstrom only had 1 point.
I think he had a bad
love Backstrom, but needed to produce more.
Sprong, but I think he had a bad point. Back, right?
Wasn't that, no, I thought that was Ovechkin had the bad back.
Was Backy a hip? Something was wrong with him.
I don't know, but Ovechkin's getting points. Why can't he? You gotta get assists. Sprong 1-3. He's supposed to be starting to produce. Kuznetsov in 3 points, 3 games, 0. Big ol' nothing from Evgeny Kuznetsov in 3 games. Raffle, none. Although you're not really looking at him to produce that. I mean, I'm not as upset with the bottom 6 forwards. Like, I feel like they produced. PK looked pretty good. Power play definitely should have been better. Someone in the coaching staff, I hate to say it because I don't like people losing their jobs, but someone on the coaching staff needs to go because that did not work. Their power play was horrendous during the playoffs. And it's been this. It's very static. It's very boring. It's very, hey, where's Ovechkin? Let's feed him the puck. That's the plan. And everybody knows it. I'd be curious to see a stat. It's probably out there somewhere. I just don't know where to find it, where it is. But I'd love to know how many shots Ovechkin had that were blocked this series. And I'd love to know how many missed the net. I'd be very curious. But this team just looked completely... They look like, to use a soccer term, and I tweeted this out, they look like a mid-table side. They look like a team that wasn't in the playoffs, that was going up against a team that's obviously better than them, that was playing better than them, and it shouldn't have been the case. Yeah, the Bruins have been playing some good hockey, but if you're going to lose this series, fine, but go down fighting.
Nah.
But they just went out not to say they didn't care, because I think that is the case, but they went out with a whimper. They went out, and they came out and said, you know, we should have done more. The effort wasn't there. You say this every year. It's not surprising. Like, where's the effort that you allegedly know you need to produce? And why, after talking about it, did you produce it? Like, I don't understand that logic of, oh, well, we just weren't ready, or we weren't prepared, or we just didn't have the effort. Like, where is that? You know that's a problem. How are you not turning it on at that point? I don't understand that logic. I don't know if I ever will, because you're professionals and you understand what you're supposed to be doing. And I think that this is a team that is going to have some questions going into next season.
Now, I mean, I'll give them this. It's been a weird year and a half, even, you know, the COVID situation, everything going on with the pandemic, you know, it's, people were missing families, people, you know, families were in other countries, other cities, you know, it was hard to connect with them. You couldn't travel, like.
Yeah, but they're probably not the only players on the, sorry, not to interrupt, but they're the only players having this problem. It's not an excuse. Like, I get it, but if I had to be away from my kid for a full year or season, whatever the case was, like, that would affect me mentally. I'm sure it would. But I'm also very confident these are not this is not the only team where that's happening to.
Oh,
it's not that there are 30 other teams that are like, it's great to be with my family. Like, that's not the case. And I understand that's part of their job right now. It's unfortunate, and I feel for those guys. But I'm not buying any excuses. I'll get the injuries, fine. I'll give them that because they may not have been producing as much. But I'm not giving into the whole, oh, we had this problem. Because that doesn't explain the lack of effort. And the lack of Brandon, what's the word I'm trying to use here?
Heart.
Harsh, but accurate.
Yeah. You see, that was the thing. So last July, when they were in the bubble, it was, these guys are treating it like a vacation. They're not taking it seriously. And that was very true. You could tell in that bubble, those games, they did not want to be there. And they got out in 5 games. This time around, all right, you played 56 games. It's later in the year than you're normally used to with the playoffs. You were missing fans for so many months, whatever. You're still traveling around, still doing this, still doing that. But same results. And we have a new coaching staff because he wasn't motivating. You know, Todd Rundgren wasn't motivating this team enough. And they got rid of Todd and they brought in Laviolette, and here we are, same result. So you really can't say they weren't motivated enough by the coach. Different coach, same result. This is a very different team than the bubble. I mean, think about it. Think of all the chances this organization took this year. They tried bringing in Lundqvist. That didn't work out. They brought in Chara completely. You know, they brought in,
that worked. That worked. I'll give Chara credit. He made Nick Jensen look good for a little while. He's another guy, by the way. He's also on my list.
But they tried all these different things. They went with the two young goaltenders. They didn't go out and get a veteran. They brought in Mantha. This is a very different team than last year, and same result. So like you said, there's some people here on this team that probably got to go, because it seems like the only thing you can really blame right now is that core group of players that we've bet all our money on. One of those guys, maybe the weak link, and have to go. Who that is, I don't know. But this is a brand new team. This is a brand new coach. I mean, same result. 3 years in a row, same result. Things got to change, because it's not working. It's the definition of insanity, continually doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
3 years in a row, knocked out in the first round. Yep. 2 years in a row, knocked out in the first round, looking like crap.
In game five.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I didn't even think of that. But it's different coaches. Now, there are consistencies mm-hmm. in some regard regarding the coaching staff. But it's a problem. I think they need a shakeup, and not only just the roster, but of a couple of the coaches, or at least the assistant coaches. I think Laviolette definitely deserves another season. I don't think you go out and can him right now.
Yeah, what? But, no, you're not doing it.
And I don't think that's a conversation. I do think that somebody tweeted to me, and I can't remember who it was. It might have been Ryan. That
angry Canadian.
It's Blaine Forsyth. Only on Twitter. That Blaine Forsyth is the power play coach.
Get him out.
I'm sorry, Blaine, but you got to go, man. This power play has been so boring. And yeah, it does well in the regular season, but let's look at the last three seasons in terms of the playoffs. It's not working. So I don't understand. I think it needs to be a shakeup of the core. I think yep. we all know who I'm referring to when they talk about a shakeup. If I'm McClellan, I'm looking at this roster right now and I'm going, okay, I have a select few players that are untouchable. That if you call me, I'm hanging up the phone if you ask about this player. Well, I'm not hanging up the phone, but I am telling you, no, try again. Okay, if you're calling about Ovechkin, who I think they're going to re-sign, I know there's a lot of talk about, oh, is he going to return? He's going to return. Everybody relax. Of course, we saw how I did my predictions of the playoffs. So, Alex, enjoy Toronto, or whatever it's going to be, because I'm wrong again. But, no, I think if it's Ovechkin, if it's Backstrom, and I guess I can get along with this. I can go along with this, even though he can't keep himself out of trouble. But if it's Wilson, actually, I take it back. Ovechkin and Backstrom, I'm not talking to anybody about. Like, with Wilson, it's got to be a heck of a deal to move on from. And I know, I don't like the fact that he brings negative press to this team. I don't like that he brings negative press to himself, and I don't like that he's a moron. But it's got to be a heck of a deal to move on from him. And I don't understand why Laviolette put him on the second line as opposed to the first. Like, I don't think Mantha brought more to that line than Wilson would have.
I think it was about giving Mantha some responsibility and giving him some courage.
Yeah, but
I really
does that just hurt the first line then if he's not able to do it? Like, why mess with your line just to get... Anyways, if that's the case, give him Backstrom as a center. You got someone who can set him up. You guys have been setting up Ovechkin his entire career. But... Oh, and Carlson. It's got to be a heck of a deal. So I have two guys that are untouchable, and I have two guys that I have to win that trade for you to convince me to make that deal. Everyone else, maybe not Samsonov, everyone else is expendable, and I'm willing to make a move as long as it doesn't hurt my team. Kuznetsov, bye. He needs to go. I think he's the guy in the core that you if you want to shake up this core, you send him out. I think you need a second line center. This team, first of all, before we get back into that, this team needs to get younger. It is the oldest team in the average age in the NHL. That's a problem. And my buddy Adam Marcus, who brought this up on Twitter, you can find him at AJM Marcus something or other. I don't remember the numbers. Fine, figure it out. I don't remember the numbers. Whatever, I'm giving him a plug. They're the biggest team. I don't know if they're the biggest team, but they're a heavy team.
Right.
They think they're built for the playoffs by being heavy, but the NHL is about speed right now. And
well, see, I don't mean to cut you
slow.
Off here, but that's something I was thinking about. So game one, I was really impressed with this team. They came out like heavy hitting the Bruins. Like they were pushing these guys around, and I'm like, oh, I like this. These guys, they're heavy hitters. They're trying to get these guys uncomfortable. They were cutting off every single pass the Bruins had. Every single pass, there was somebody standing in a lane. It was awesome. And at the end of that game, I was like, I wonder how long they can sustain this. Because if you're taking that much punishment or dishing out that much punishment in game one, could you go seven games in a series four times? I don't know. That's kind of rough. You gotta save yourself from injuries that way. But everybody was laying in these big hits, and I'm like, this is like old school hockey, and I don't know if the league is built that way anymore.
No, it's about speed. It's what Adam was talking about. It's about speed. And everyone's like, oh, they shouldn't have gotten rid of Vrana. 0 points in the last 2 years in the playoffs. Not the solution. It's not about a guy having speed. It's about the team having speed, quick play. It's not just being, you know, an NHL video game, having a 90 in your speed category. It's about the team being fast. It's about the team making smart plays. It's about them being to out hustle the opponent. And in every opportunity, I'm being a little ridiculous, but in almost every opportunity, being able to out hustle and outwork your opponent. And we didn't see that at all against Boston. And if I need to shake up the core, Kuznetsov's my guy to go. It already sounds like, based on what we're hearing, that the front office is tired of it. And it seems like Laviolette's tired of it. And he's only been here less than a year. So that didn't take long. It sounds like he's gone. And I think you need to make a move.
To everyone but Kuzi, because in his exit interview, he's like, yeah, I figure I'll be back. Why wouldn't I be back? I mean, I like it here.
He needs to go. You know what? He's going to have a great place in Caps history. He scored the goal to beat the Penguins in the second round. He probably should have been the MVP of the playoffs that season, but they gave it to Ovechkin. But I think he needs to go because they need to shake up. I want to get a little... He's not an old guy by any means. I mean, he's 29. But this team needs to get younger. They're the oldest team on average in the NHL. That's a problem. Now, Chara being on the roster certainly doesn't help that. But they're still the oldest team in the NHL, and I think by a pretty good margin. So if I'm McClellan, I'm looking to get younger. Now, one guy I was looking at making a trade for was Jack Eichel. The problem with that is, A, he's got an injury problem that could potentially be pretty bad, so I don't want that. And B, he's more expensive. This doesn't help your cap situation. So I want to go out and I want to find a center for the first line or second line. Ideally, someone that could eventually be at the first line. Because if you don't think McMichael necessarily is going to be the first line guy eventually, he could definitely be a second line guy. So you need a first line center. Can you go out and find someone? Eichel would be great. He's just $10 million a year. Kuznetsov 7.8. So you're adding cap money onto a team that's already in cap trouble, which means you probably got to lose someone else.
Which is why at the end of the season, they were going like 11 forwards because of all those injuries. Because of the cap, they couldn't bring anybody up from Hershey. They couldn't afford it.
Yeah, that's a problem. And so I think you move on from Kuznetsov. You need to find a center. The problem is I don't know who. You know, I think you need to go younger. You need to go a little quicker. And I think you need to go someone who's a bit smarter. And I'm sorry to say about Kuznetsov, but based on some of the decisions he's been making throughout the last however long he was doing you know what, then he's making poor choices. But the other thing is, I don't think you can go into next season with like 10 new forwards. Like, right. That's not going to do you any good. Or even 6 new or 4 new. Like, I don't think you go crazy. I don't think this roster needs to be blown up.
No, it's not, we're not doing like a fire sale or anything like that.
But I do think... I do think that they definitely need to make a change. I think that shaking up the core gives the team a bit of a shakeup. I mean, I think that Kuznetsov's not the only guy you're moving on from. If I'm looking at this roster, I need to free up some cap space. I move out from Kuznetsov, and I'm looking for a guy in the $5 million range. Even $6 million range, you're freeing up $1.8 million. I'll take it. Can I move on from Hagelin? Maybe. You know, 2.75. It's not the worst thing. The problem is they don't have a lot of guys in the minors that can step into these roles. Like, right. I don't see that happening, which is a problem. Like, yeah, do you want to give Sprong more opportunities next season? Yes. But can someone play at the defensive level and be able to produce more offensively like Hagelin? Is it time for Jonsson Fjällby? Maybe. I don't know. He hasn't really gotten a sniff at the NHL even. But I'm looking at the defense. 31.7 of their percentage of their cap hit. Their overall cap hit comes from the defense. You've got Carlson at $8 million, Orlov at 5.1, Schultz at 4, Dillon at 3.9, Jensen at 2.5. First of all, Nick Jensen, bye. He can go too.
Without Chara, I don't think he would handle.
You've got Alexiev in the minors. You've got Favari, who they seem to like. Let them play. And if you bring back Chara, if he wants to come back, and apparently he's uncertain on what he wants to do next, but if he comes back, let him play with one of the kids. If they've got a line mate that can help bring them along, if you wanted someone, I have to imagine Chara's the guy. And it's not like he played poorly. Now, this was brought up on Caps 24/7. Should they have been giving them
they needed to give these guys on defense more off nights so they're not burned out at the end of the season. And I'm guessing next year's a regular season. We're getting 82 right. games and a playoff run, hopefully.
And Olympic games. So that's even more hockey these guys are going to be playing, some of them.
So, I agree. I think you go into next season. I think if you can bring Chara back, great. And I want to play Alexiev or Favari with him. That's my plan. I also think they – I don't know exactly – obviously, I don't know what they're going to do in terms of forwards for Seattle for the expansion draft. Like, I see them going 7-3-1. I think they're going to trade one of Samsonov or Vanecek so just to not lose one of them for nothing. And if I'm Edmonton, I'm making a phone call to the Capitals asking about a goalie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're protecting seven forwards. It's Ovechkin, Backstrom, whoever you get for Kuznetsov, Oshie, Mantha, Wilson, Eller. That's seven. I expose Hagelin, Hathaway, Dowd, Sheary, and Sprong. And I believe that covers all of the necessary things. And if we lose Daniel Sprong, that sucks. But it's not the end of the world. He's 24. I don't know when his birthday is. You got him up for next season, not the end of the world. And I don't think Seattle takes him necessarily. Not when you see who else they have available. Because on defense, let's say make a couple of trades, I don't know if I love that idea prior to the draft. You're probably protecting Carlson, Orlov, and Schultz. That leaves Dylan, Jensen, Van Riemsdyk, Chara, although he's a free agent, so maybe not. And I don't know who else, because I think Ledoux is going to be free agent. So I think if the Caps are going to lose someone, it's potentially one of their defensemen. And if it's Dylan or Jensen for nothing, like, that sucks to lose Dylan for nothing, but I'll take that for, you know, I'll hang on to Oshie. Now, that may come back to backfire as he gets older in his contract, because he's still got 4 years left in his deal, and he's 34. Like, he's going to be being 39 at 5.75. That could bite you. But I also think Oshie's a great guy to have on this roster. And if you can get younger in other areas, maybe
he'd be a great leader. I mean, we saw him with who's the kid that was in the cup run. He's still in the organization that came from the South Dakota hockey team. Oshie kind of took him under his wing. Gursik, that's it. Yep. We saw Oshie take him under his wing and take care of that kid. And even though he played on the Stanley Cup team for a little bit, he didn't get his name on the cup. Oshie invited him to his Stanley Cup party, and he got to have a night with the cup at least for a little bit. So
that was cool. That was cool.
So he's at least he's a guy that will rally the kids, rally the troops, you know.
I like Oshie. I think you need to get younger. I think if you lose him, it's harder to replace him on this team unless you're going to go sign a free agent, which I looked at the free agents on, I don't know, yesterday or the day before. There's one free agent I would take right now.
Who's that?
Gabriel Landeskog. He's not going anywhere. He's definitely going to re-sign in Colorado if he hasn't already. But Cap Friendly has him as an upcoming free agent, but I don't feel like he's going to go anywhere. I'm not really all that impressed by the free agent market just based on what I've seen. I didn't do like a deep dive into it, but your number one free agent right now for the unrestricted free agents is Alex Ovechkin. He's not going anywhere. Then Getzlaf. That doesn't help your age issue. Taylor Hall's available. Part of me thinks he's going to re-sign Buffalo, Boston, not Buffalo.
Yeah, big time. Sorry. He'll be in Boston for a while.
You got Krejci, but he's 35. No thanks. Tuukka Rask, you don't need a goalie. Stepan's 31.
Do you?
No.
You
Sam Stonoff, no. Sam Stonoff's your guy. You just need to win.
Kick him out. We're done with him.
You might be. I think Vanecek is traded. I think if someone comes along with a great deal with like a top six forward and they want Sam Stonoff, I'm tempted. But I also don't think they have a goalie that they're overly confident in right now. Like, Vanecek's done well, but is he your guy that can carry you through the playoffs?
Obviously, he can't. Game one, he got taken out 10 minutes in. Yeah.
But if I'm going and I'm looking at the free agents, there's no one that's really standing out. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, maybe. He got 35 points. I believe this last season. He's 28. But what I'm looking at is I want to make a move to bring in. I want this team to go a bit younger, but they don't have the the prospects outside of McMichael, Alexiev, and Vivari to really go that much young, or to bring in a bunch of younger guys. And I also think you want to bring in all these young guys. So maybe they have to do it via trade. Maybe you have to go and find some guys on the trade market. But I wouldn't be surprised if they protected Oshie, left everyone else exposed. Part of that depends on what they get for Kuznetsov. But I think whatever they get for him, they're probably going to protect. Even if they go, say they make a move for Kuznetsov and they get a prospect and a pick, that's even more reason to keep Oshie because you need that. I also don't know who's going to be playing second line center next season, or first line center for that matter. But I think it's easier for them to replace a defenseman right now than it is a forward. And that's why I think you protect Oshie. You expose probably Dylan and Jensen. And if you lose one of those guys, Favari or Alexiev just slides right in.
I think it is time to bring some of those kids that we've seen in Hershey up, see what they can do. But we know Brian McClellan. He likes his veterans. He likes to give big money.
Yeah, we saw them get exhausted in double overtime.
And I agree with you there. But, you know, Brian McClellan, maybe he's feeling a little bit of heat underneath his chair right now. You know, he might be on the hot seat. I mean, yes, he got a Stanley Cup, but he also let a Stanley Cup coach go.
I want to know more about that.
Let him go, and then 3 years in a row was taken out in game in series in the first series of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the last 2 years taken out in game five.
If
I'm Brian McClellan, I'm like, do I smell smoke? What is that? Are we cooking bacon?
I think he gets one more year.
I think he's on the hot seat. So, like, if he does poorly with some of these trades in the off season, or doesn't get something good in exchange for Kuznetsov, I think Ted Leonsis is going, you know what, you had a good run.
Well, so here's the thing about that, and this was brought up online on Twitter. I can't remember who did it. I apologize, but Leonsis hangs on to general managers. McPhee was there for freaking ever. He got year after year to try and fix this team to get further into the playoffs. He hung on to, what's his name with the Wizards? Grunfeld. I totally just hit my mic thing. He hung on to Grunfeld for a long time with the Wizards, Ernie Grunfeld, and he wasn't doing diddly squat. He hangs on to general managers probably longer than he should have. I agree that McClellan needs to fix this roster and he needs to get it right next season. And getting it right isn't a Stanley Cup. Getting it right is getting out of the first round. Getting it right is showing improvement from the year before. And we didn't see that. He got it wrong with Trotz. I have no problem saying that because I also got it wrong. I thought it was, you know what? They'll be okay. They Reardon, highly respected, highly regarded guy. They've stopped other teams from wanting to talk to him. So Reardon probably would have been a head coach of another roster. And it was wrong. It was a wrong move. So I don't... Yeah. I think he at least gets one more year, but if next season is garbage, do you trust him to fix it again or try to fix it again?
Now, I think we're still in the shadow of Trotz. I really do. I mean, that Stanley Cup win, first one in franchise history, and you let the coach of that team go.
God, that was.
He knew how to motivate players. He really did. He motivated Ovechkin to play and be a teammate like never before. And we're living in the shadow of that. We're still trying to find that magic because no one's been able to do it. Now, Laviolette, he's a very respected coach. I mean, you can't take that away from him. He knows what he's doing around this league. He knows how to be a player's coach. But I think we're all still, until they get out of the first round, they will always be in the shadow of Barry Trotz.
Well, I kind of wonder, are you always in Trotz's shadow just as a result of how good they were? Like, they won a cup. Unless you win a cup, you're always going to be in that sort of shadow of that 2018 team. Like, that's never going to change.
But he, you know, we haven't been out of the first round. Are we still saying shadow of Barry Trotz if we made it to the Eastern Conference Finals? Probably not.
I get. Yeah, you're probably right. That's probably fair.
All right, I proved the point.
Yeah, go Brandon. but I think it needs a bit of a shakeup. And I sit here with my buddy from England sending me the Kuznetsov bobblehead, and that will always be up on the bookcase once I you know, fix it up.
Have a bookcase.
No, I have a bookcase. It's just kind of, I have to put these things on the wall. Like at some point back here, you'll be able to see some Funkos. But at the moment, not so much. And he'll always have a special part. I feel like he should always have a special part in Caps fans' hearts because he was a massive part of them winning their first Stanley Cup. But it's time to go, man. It's not working out. You can't. You had a bad season, and this team needs to be it needs a shake up, and it's not by losing Ovechkin. Although you have a ton of cap space if you do that. It's not by moving on from Backstrom. It's not necessarily from moving Carlson. I think it's because then your defense is dramatically worse, I think, unless you get a really good defenseman for him.
It would make sense since I just got his sweater, though, that they would let him go.
Yeah. Thanks to you again, by the way, for hooking me up as well. I'm pretty sure these are authentic.
Made my girlfriend very upset.
Oops.
Yeah.
I want to get a Stanley Cup patch to put on that one. But I think you move Kuznetsov, you need to find another center. Now, I don't know who. I'm not smart enough to go through and, like, figure out. Like, I don't have the skill set to pull. Let me see if I can do it. While you talk, I'm going to see if I can figure out. Like, who are the top scoring centers on bad teams?
If we're just talking about what's going to happen next season, Ovechkin, he says he expects to play his entire NHL career with the Capitals. So
he will.
All signs point to him coming back. Now, if they can get together and talk about price, I think the Capitals have the edge right now because he can be like, I want $15 million. You know, I want a raise of this amount of dollars.
Bye.
And they can go, well, you didn't play the last 12 or so games, so proof is you're getting older. We need money to surround you with better players so you don't have to play every game.
I think they'll go, I have a particular finger for you.
I don't know. I think he'll ask, but we'll see what happens. Kuzi, he expects to be back. Samsonov, he is not allowed to go to Worlds, which is very interesting. He was going to Worlds, and then the Cap said, hey, why don't you sit down and shut up and not go to Worlds.
Dad, don't be mean. That's dramatic.
And get better first, since he's apparently also hurt. But they're going to try to repair him and rebuild him here in D.C.
He's not a robot.
I don't know. They might want him to be, but
it's a $6 million man.
They were like, look, Sammy, these other Russian guys are a bad influence on you. You need to just chill here for a little bit. You're not old enough to handle Latvia. So that's where Worlds is.
Can we get Elias Lindholm from Calgary for him? They probably won't do that.
But that's what, you know, the big question is. I think once you get Ovechkin ironed out, you can figure out what you can do with the rest of the money. Like you said, Chara, it's uncertain if he's going to retire. I doubt he's going to retire. I feel like he's going to play somewhere. I hope he enjoyed himself here. I've made it abundantly clear. I am a very big Chara fan. I would absolutely love for him to stay on this team for another year if the money is correct. But, like, his family stayed in Boston this entire season. So he's not, you know, he's not married to D.C. He's not going to stay here forever if somebody else were to come along and say, hey, old man, we will give you more money. Then he's probably going to go there because he's only got maybe one, maybe two seasons left in him. And that's just because of age. But he said he's fine. He says he's healthy. Everything feels good. With the relaxed minutes he had on the third pairing, I like your idea of bringing up somebody from Hershey, pairing him with Chara. You could really get some good knowledge from one of the best defensemen ever. So I think one of those players in Hershey really could gain some knowledge from that guy.
I agree. I mean, I really think that could work. You need someone that can bring up these young guys and then also could potentially play together when you give Char an off night. So you get Favari and Alexiev, you know, rotating kind of on that third pairing. And then when Char gets an off night, you play them together. Or maybe you shift, you know, whoever, Dylan and Schultz or whatever it is. You shift them, you know, if you're playing both those guys, you play with the kids and then flip them back. I like that idea. I think it brings them along. And so when Chara's not with you the following season, they're ready to take on a full NHL schedule. Now, we also don't know what's going to work out. You know, we had Christian Juice, who's on the roster, playing really well through the playoffs and through the cup run. And now he's signed with a team over in Sweden. somewhere?
I think it's Sweden.
KHL?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think no, it's not the KHL. I think it's a Swedish league.
So it's, you know, you don't really know what you're going to get, obviously, going forward, but I feel like setting these guys up to play with young with a veteran and Zdeno freaking Chara of all veterans is a great idea. I'd try and bring Chara back. I don't want to pay him a ton of money to do it, which is the problem. Is he going to want more? Is he going to want a bigger contract? I would hope not.
I'd hope it'd be like, "Hey dude, you know there's not many years left. We'll protect you. We won't work you as hard. We're expecting you to help the kids. So, here's $1 million and chill."
Yeah, I'm down with that. Less than a mil. I'll go with the same contract as this year, which was $795,000. I'll take that again.
At a reduced role of what he was doing before? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Let's do it. All right, Brandon, you call McClellan. Make it happen.
I'm going to call Char up real quick. I'm going to call Zdeno. Yeah, I'm going to call Zdeno and on the gram, DM him, be like, "Hey man, stay here with us. That t-shirt I bought, let me wear it another year. Come on." Had to get that specially made since they didn't have any yet.
Really?
Yeah.
True story.
And then a month later, they're like, "Here's that W logo you like better with his name on it." I'm like, "Oh, great, thanks."
Ah, the W logo. It's the wrong one.
I want it. Bring it. Bring it back.
No,
I think it's
bring back.
More, I think it's here two more seasons anyway.
It is. Bring back the what they call them again?
Retro reverse?
Yeah, reverse retros. Bring those back. Oh, those are so good.
Well, anything else we got to talk about from this disappointment of a cup run?
The way you said that made me laugh. Yeah. No. I don't know. I'm moving out because I'm rehashing old points now. But I think in the next couple weeks, hopefully, or months, we're going to see, at least before, I guess, training camp would start in September. I think we're going to see Kuznetsov gone. I think we're going to see Jensen gone. I think we're going to see Vanacek gone. Vanacek in the same way that Grubauer was gone. You move him out because you have to. Because also, actually, if there was no expansion draft, they probably keep both. But there is, and I don't think you want to lose him for nothing, so you get something for him. Maybe Vanacek's part of the Kuznetsov deal. I don't know.
So we've got important dates coming up, so we'll kind of figure out what's going to happen with Kuznetsov, that kind of thing. July 9th is the last possible day for the Stanley Cup Final. July 17th is the deadline for teams to submit protected lists for the expansion draft. July 21st is the expansion draft, and then July 23rd is the NHL draft. So we've got about another 2 months of trying to figure out what they're going to do with Kuznetsov, who they're going to protect, that type of deal. So,
here's a question for you I got. Let's say they can't find a deal by Seattle. Not by Seattle. That doesn't make sense. By the Seattle draft. Do you protect Kuznetsov?
No, absolutely not.
Can you afford to lose him?
Yeah, because he's bringing down the team.
But okay, so who replaces him on that roster? Because like I talked about, I don't really see a free agent that's going to be able to replace him. So you still have to trade something to get a second line center.
Who's going to replace the guy that couldn't play for like 2 months?
No, I know that, but you need someone who can play for those 2 months and then some. You can't lose him for nothing. I also wonder if Seattle's like, nope, hard pass.
That's the thing. Like his value has gone down immensely.
There's got to be some GM who's an idiot and is willing to go Buffalo. Hello.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a team down in the dumps that didn't make the playoffs. That
we can fix him.
We can fix him. We have the technology, but they'll try it. But whatever we could have gotten for Kuznetsov a year ago is gone down 30-40%.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. Do you take on a project from another team where things weren't working out? Like, do you go out and find their version of Kuznetsov minus the coke problem?
I don't know. But he can't be on this team next year, whether it be for nothing or if you got a 6th-round pick, just get him off the team.
No, you have to get something for him. We're going to disagree on this, but you have to get something for him. Losing a guy of his talent for
what
nothing.
Talent? What talent?
Stop it. Stop it. He has talent. Be nice.
He had, with a D, had talent.
Brandon's so bad. no, I mean, you have to get something for him. It would be such a colossal error to lose him for nothing.
Yeah, enjoy the KHL, buddy.
And maybe that's something as a prospect or someone's coming ready and you have a team that thinks they can fix him. I don't know. But it's not working what we got right now. And I think he's I think the front office is just tired of it. I don't think he fits. I can't speak. I don't think he fits with McClellan's plan. And that means he's probably he's out of here.
Unfortunately.
I don't know how that
him.
Sound effect meant that, but
unfortunately for him, he'll be gone.
I might not wear his shirt, but I will celebrate that goal, the goals that he scored.
Sure. Yeah. But you had him for the good years. That's all you can go back and play for Tractor in the KHL again.
No.
Light him
he's
up.
He's going to stay in the NHL.
Then he can't play in the Olympics, so not getting a medal. Why he was not invited to Worlds. Oh, yeah, we should bring this up before we get out of Caps World. Dmitry Orlov will be playing for Team Russia. Actually, it's not Team Russia because they're still not allowed to be called Russia.
Sorry, Team... No,
team made of Russian players.
I was going to say something, but I shouldn't.
Yeah. Ovechkin, Backstrom, and Hagelin were invited to come to Worlds, and they said, no, thank you. And Sammy was planning to go, but Cap said, nope, you're sitting here, and you're not going to go out and play with your friends. Bad influence.
You will sit here, and you will like it!
And you will think about what you did. Letting that puck go behind the net. All right, so anything else we should talk about in Cap's world?
You really don't like Samsonov.
He's really shown the last 2 years he can't be trusted. You're breaking your
Ryan's
neck on an ATV.
Ryan's gonna be mad at you.
He's got tons of talent, 100%. Tons of talent. He can't get out of his own way. Hopefully, this time where he can chill with the Caps staff and maybe learn a thing or two from Ovi. Maybe Sammy has a ton of talent. He can't get out of his own way. That's my problem with Sammy. Just get out of your own way. It's terrible to see somebody with all the talent in the world and being like, why are you wasting it the way you did? You know, it's just...
I'm willing to bet there will be a ton of teams that would pick him up.
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, he's shown he's got some talent. I think he still needs to develop as a player and an adult, but he's not there yet. He's only, 24?
And an adult.
he's got to pay some taxes. He's got to balance a checkbook.
Dude, who balances a checkbook right now?
I don't even have
last
checks.
Time
I've
you
had,
wrote
I
a check.
I've never, not, yeah. I've never written a check, like, ever.
Really?
I
don't do it a lot, but every once in a while.
No. I almost didn't get my condo because I didn't have the right kind of check. All right. Well, I think that's it for what's going on in Caps world. So, Caps, do better. Okay?
Big off season.
You got time. Do better. All right. So that's it for what's going on in Caps world. Now let's go down on the farm. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and Cubs and Stingrays. And who would have thought we actually had stuff to cover on Down on the Farm for this week? Crazy, right? Well, stuff's still going on. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Things are going on, but it ain't going on with the Bears because I'm pretty sure their season came to an end.
They were big winners, though.
But they did. They won the division, and technically they were the best team in the league, points-wise. Yeah. But anyways, let's start in South Carolina, where the Stingrays went 1-2 with a win over – or I feel like they always go 1-2. 1-2 or 0-3. They got a win over Orlando. They're currently fifth in the Eastern Division with 69 points, 14 back of first-place Florida. But they're only four back of third-place Indy. I feel like I say that every week, too. They'll be back at it on Wednesday at the North Charleston Coliseum against Greenville before hosting Wheeling for three games starting on Friday, then Saturday, then Tuesday.
So are they like, is this like a a playoff thing, or are they still just playing?
I think they're still playing.
Huh.
They play a bunch of games all the time. Yeah, now, all right. Let's jump up to Hershey, where the Cubs announced that they have hired Brady Boudreaux to be an assistant coach with the franchise.
Name sounds familiar.
Now, Brandon, before you yell nepotism, Brady apparently holds an MBA in sports management, if you say the word properly, and has spent the last 2 years as an assistant coach with the Minnesota Blue Ox. So he's got the credentials. That's what's going on down on the farm.
All right. Well, Cubs are coming together. That's good. All right. Well, go Stingrays. Go Cubs. That sounded weird to say. Now let's go around the NHL. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going around the NHL. Plenty of stuff's going on. The NHL still happening, even though the Capitals quickly left the Stanley Cup playoffs. Coach Stan, what's going on around the NHL?
Well, let's start in Vancouver, where they extended head coach Travis Green to a 2-year extension. Colorado's Nazem Kadri was suspended for 8 games for a headshot to St. Louis's Justin Falk. Now, my understanding is that Kadri is appealing that suspension, so we'll see what happens there. Edmonton's Josh Archibald was suspended for 1 game for clipping Winnipeg's Logan Stanley. And Tampa's Ryan McDonough was fined $5,000 for cross-checking Florida's Mason Marchment. Now let's head to Latvia, where Team USA has gone 2-0-1 in the World Hockey Championship. Team USA will face host Latvia on Thursday, that being May 27th, in its fourth game of the 7 preliminary round games. An opening faceoff for that game is scheduled for 9:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the game will be seen live, Brandon, live on NHL. I don't know why I did that. On NHL Network. Currently, the group leaders are Slovakia in Group A with 9 points and Germany in Group B with also 9 points. U.S. Group B currently 6 points. Catching up. But yeah, let's go over into the NHL playoffs, where first and foremost, to the fans of the Edmonton Oilers, I apologize. Fairly certain I said you guys were going to get out of the first round. Instead, you got swept.
Oof.
So, to fans of the Edmonton Oilers, I'm sorry. Winnipeg's moving on to the second round. Toronto is currently... I actually didn't have the right thing up. Oh, there we go. Let's see. Let's go down the list. The Islanders, who I thought were going to get swept, they're up 3-2 in their series with the Penguins.
Crazy.
Caps got blown out. Hurricanes and Predators tied 2-2. Panthers are up 3-2 on... Not Panthers. Lightning are up 3-2 on Tampa. Dang it. I can't speak. On Florida. Who cares? Colorado swept aside the Blues. Vegas is up 3-2 on Minnesota. And Toronto is up 2-1 on the Canadiens. But that's the news from the past week in hockey.
Lots of stuff going on around the hockey world. Love this time of year. Stanley Cup playoffs, World Hockey Championship. Lots of stuff going on. And unfortunately, it's the off season now for the Caps. So there's no games to plug or anything like that. But if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan, talking all kinds of Capitals-related stuff, like the fact that they suck and got blown out in the playoffs with the complete lack of effort. You can also find me on there talking about the end of the Arsenal football club season, how they're going into next season without European football, but that actually might be the best thing for the team right now. You can also find me on there at some point talking about the Bills and any moves they're making the offseason, Washington football team, and how there's talk of owner and local D-bag Dan Snyder wanting to, sorry, Mr. Snyder, according to him, wanting to have a new stadium in place by 2027. But that's finding me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. But hey, if you've enjoyed the show, if you've enjoyed Brandon and I rambling on about how the Caps suck, You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's when you'll find out when new shows are coming out, as well as any other interesting news related to the Washington Capitals, like who they get for Yevgeny Kuznetsov. But that's finding us on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, if people have enjoyed this show, I was talking about the Bills, I was talking about Washington football team. If they happen to be a fan of a different football team based out of the city of Baltimore, is there a particular podcast they should check out?
So you can check out my Baltimore Ravens podcast called The Call. And we'll be doing shows whenever news decides to break. The Ravens and I think the rest of the NFL came in for voluntary OTAs, I think, off-season training sessions.
Voluntary.
Yeah, I think that started today. 80% of the Ravens decided to show up for that. So maybe some news will come out of that. Hopefully good news. Hopefully, usually if news comes out of it, somebody got hurt. But hopefully all good news will come out of that. That would be nice. But you can check out my Ravens podcast called The Call. We'll be coming back once the season gets going again. I'm going to have like no one to talk to. You know what the puck, know The Call coming up pretty soon. I mean, I'm going to just have regular conversations with people without microphones. Who does that?
I don't understand how that works.
It's weird. All right. Well, hey, if you dug this show, like Coach Dan said, make sure you check us out on Facebook. We do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Also, everyone, just so you are aware, we are aware that there are issues with the Apple Podcast app. We've looked into it. There's literally nothing we can do to fix it. It is strictly an Apple issue with their new upgrade. So unfortunately, like, you're going to just have to go to another app to listen to us. But like I said, we're on like all of them. So do your thing and listen to us.
I tweeted them and they didn't respond.
Shocker.
Rude.
Yeah. I enjoy Overcast. That's the one I like to use. So I can endorse that one. If you're looking for a new podcast app, I've never had issues with that one. So check us out there. And we do appreciate everybody for listening. No matter where you do listen to us, we really do appreciate it. We're going into, I think, our ninth season. It'll be our ninth season.
Holy crap.
I'm pretty sure nine seasons next year. So thanks for chugging along with us. This has been fun doing the show each week. We really do enjoy it. Coach Dan and I both really enjoy it. Coach, it's been fun this year. Unfortunately,
yeah, buddy,
we're coming to an end. We'll be back next week, though. So, everybody, we're not going far. We will be back next week to give out our annual What the Pucky Awards. So,
you know what that means.
We're going to have to
find out. We have to remember what they are.
Yeah. We have to find out what we name them each year. We have to find that document and figure out what we're going to do. But, I don't remember.
We even wrote something up last year to save, and now I have no idea where we put it.
We'll figure it out. But we'll be back next week to give out the awards, and that'll probably put a nice little bow on this season. I don't know. We're talking about like what to do next, what to spice up the show with. I think maybe in the off season we do another hockey in Hollywood show. That was fun. We did that during the pandemic last year. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll chat it up and see what we can find. But hey, that's it for the show this week, I think. No games to tease. So if you want to watch Orlov play at Worlds, do that. That's all we got to tell you right now. It's the only capital you can really watch. But hey, this has been fun. Unfortunately, no Stanley Cup this year. But hey, here we go. Let's figure out what they're going to do next. So everybody, even without a Caps Stanley Cup win, we're all still big fans. We all love you guys. So everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Hey, is that gel?
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.